This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over the last 5 years, according to Cuba's health ministry, nearly 20,000 Cuban doctors have treated more than 113 million patients in Brazil as part of Más Médicos, a program to provide medical services to underserved communities. Cuba is now pulling the doctors out of Brazil after comments by the newly elected far-right president. 56% of voters in Calgary voted against their city in Western Canada bidding to host the 2026 Winter Olympics. St. Paul, Minnesota passed a $15 minimum wage during the November elections. About 4.5 billion people, more than half of the world's population, live without access to safe sanitation. According to Gallup, 61% of Americans want stricter gun laws, and there is even more support for universal background checks. Fidelity Investments said that the average balance in its 401k plans reached a record high of $106,500 in the third quarter of this year, and that the number of people with $1 million or more in their accounts rose to more than 187,000. Trump issued an order suspending asylum rights for all immigrants who try to cross into the United States illegally. Justice Department has prepared an indictment against the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, marking a drastic escalation of the government's years-long battle with him and his anti-secrecy group. Jared Golden, a Marine Corps veteran and Democratic state lawmaker in Maine, defeated New England's lone House Republican, Bruce Poliquin, just 2 days after Poliquin filed a lawsuit to stop counting of votes under the state's new ranked choice voting system. Some of those seeking to overhaul the nation's criminal justice system want to cut the prison population by more than 1 million inmates. An agreement in Washington this week, hailed as a landmark bipartisan moment, falls well short of that. About 7,000 people might get out early. Brexit continues to roil the British government with the latest draft agreement leading to the resignation of several cabinet ministers and the chief negotiator, and some calls for Prime Minister Theresa May to face a vote of no confidence. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.